This leads me on to another very beautiful story of conviction, that with us, the conviction that Baba is God in human form, the conviction that Baba is God in human form is there and will always be there. It will go with us in the grave, and when we are reborn again, we are 100% that it will come again with us. I mean, that conviction just flows in us. So when one day Baba called Adi, my husband, for Savas, and this is Adi now saying that when we were there, Baba said that now you have come for my Savas. Forget everything. Forget your family, forget your business, forget everything. I will take care of everything that you have left behind, but enjoy my company. And with Adi, my husband, if Baba says, it is so. No second question about it. So he forgot his family, he forgot everything, and he enjoyed those few days of Baba's company that he was there. Now this side, in Karachi, I'm alone with my son, Mehrwan. I think Mehrwan must be that time about 10 years or so, Pakistan. One night, when Adi is still with Baba, one night, I'm in deep sleep, when suddenly, I feel something is pulling me out of my sleep. And somehow, slowly, I wake up. And I'm so much in sleep still that I just lie awake in bed, wondering what has woken me up. When suddenly I hear some noise like this. I'm thinking, where is this noise coming from? So I sit up in bed, and the noise is still there. So I stand up and walk into my son's room, and the noise is a little louder. I stand near my son's bed, and that noise is still coming continuously. I go a little forward, and the noise becomes louder. And from my son's bed, I go onto a small veranda, and on the veranda is our main front door. So as I walk towards the front door, the noise becomes slightly louder, slightly louder. And I step onto the veranda. And to my horror, I find that at 12 o'clock at night, the front door is wide open. I'm just in half sleep and half shock when I see that front door. In Pakistan, it means the front door at 12 o'clock means you are inviting somebody to cut your throat. So I see that door wide open. But boldly, I go to the front door and catch hold of the front door, and I see two people standing outside the door. One man, one woman. Baba is so compassionate that my first sight is of the woman, not of the man. And I see it. And I've just caught hold of the front door. And at 12 o'clock at night, one of them, now I forget who, the man or the woman. The man was, I remember still, in a suit and with a felt hat. And the woman had on a sari. And so one of them asked, does so-and-so live here? At 12 o'clock at midnight. Now if you had seen our house, from the road outside, you enter a large compound. And as you have to walk quite a distance, then our neighbor's front door is in the compound. I mean, they come to that door first. Then they walk still a little more and they have to climb a few steps to come to our front door. So these people had walked right in, past the neighbor's front door and walked, climbed the steps and walked into in front of our door. So does so-and-so live here? And I said, no. And I just, in that shock, I just banged the door on their face. A split second, and now I'm wide awake. A split second, and I'm thinking, how is it possible these people have come right up to us? So immediately, I look out of the window. I look through the peephole, the door peephole, nobody's there. The window is just here. I have to take just one step and look out of the window, and nobody's there. Nobody, no sight of any people, nobody in the compound. They have just disappeared. Well, I go back to bed, a little shaken up, but I mean, didn't realize what was happening. When Adi comes back from the Savas, and he tells everything about how Baba said, and suddenly this incident comes to me. I said, Adi, this happened. So we then later on connected. Baba said, I will look after the family, I will look after the business. So later on, both of us connected this incident to Baba watching over us. He knew that I had left the front door open and I was in big trouble. So Baba sent his own people, his own agent, as we say, the Abdals, to wake me up from my sleep, close the front door, and to safety. So when Baba tells us, have faith in me, and once you accept his words and take him as who he says to he is, and leave everything to him, he looks after his own. So, let us try to be his own and have 100% faith in him. Do our best in life, I mean materially in life, do our work, our responsibilities, our everything. But try to please him in whatever you do. Know that he looks after you if you have 100% faith. Right?
Yes. Nice job.
I hope that was enjoyable.
Thank you.
What did you call
I beg your pardon?
What did you call the beings?
Abdals. Baba has said.
Is that like angels?
Baba has said that he has his agents. And sometimes he sends. I mean, that is our interpretation.
Right.
Because there was no other explanation. They couldn't disappear. In fact, even then I was bold enough to open the door a little and peep out. I forgot that. I was bold enough to open the door and peep out. No sight of anybody. And I could see right up to the gate. No sign of anybody. They just can't disappear in a second. And at 12 o'clock, so-and-so lives here. I mean, they wouldn't go visiting somewhere. They had no suitcases or no luggage that they had come from somewhere and were looking out for somebody to go there. Nothing.
It was Baba. Baba sent his
people. Yeah. Every time I tell this story, I feel a creepy feeling all over me when I experience that.
Read the white bears if you want to know about the
I just wanted to know whether you were saying they were angels or agents.
Pardon?
Angels or agents. I didn't know. I didn't understand.
Agents.
Yes, agents.
Maybe you wrote as an
agent. Koreans.
Maybe you're an agent of Bob's. I say maybe you are an agent of Bob's.
Who?
You.
No, I'm not an agent.
He sent me to tell a story.
I'm just I love him and I accept him as my God. Nobody else but Baba.